T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ray, this one also I've kind of ruined.
Yeah, you have.
Because if you don't know this person well enough, this is a very inappropriate song.
Huh.
Like, person just comes up to you on the street and is like, I want to touch your body. You know, like...
I've never had anybody walk up to the street and say that to me.
But
so.
I'm just saying, like, this... It doesn't sound to me like George Michael knows who he's talking about too well.
You got to have faith, Joe, that it's going to work out.
Well, that's the point.
True.
He's taking a leap of faith.
That's right.
That's a hell of a risk right there. All right.
Really like to get into your lyrics.
Yeah, he does. Just,
you know,
yeah.
It is
he likes
it
to
is.
Dissect the lyrics.
Yeah, there's. I got
I
a
think
couple.
That's a powerful lyric. I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. Like, you really boiled it down, George.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate that. I've never thought of it in those words exactly. Like, that's why I like it.
Well, I like
you
it too,
to
but
dislike.
No, I think it's great. I'm just saying, standards have changed over
stuff.
The last 40 years. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, Armin, your Corvette headquarters. ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. All right, poll question, which interests you more tonight? Is it the Eagles with the NFL draft or the Sixers with Game 3 versus the Knicks? John, I have the poll results. Where do you think people voted?
This is really tough.
This is tough. I will admit, this is a tough one.
I'm going to say the Eagles get a slight edge here, like 57%.
You're good.
You're really good, dude. Good. I would have guessed Sixers. I would have.
It's 62% Eagles. Well played by
really
you, John.
Really good job,
very
John.
Well. Speaking of the Eagles, Ross Tucker weighed in on our show earlier this week, and we talked about basically what should Howie do. I mean, let's just break it down. What should he do in the first round? Here's what Ross said. What should Howie Roseman's strategy be specifically in the first round?
Well, obviously, and you know this, that's always hard to say depending on how they come off the board. I think that if one of the guys that we all would be so fired up if they got, one of the top two corners or one of the three offensive linemen that could start at guard and then play tackle, Latham, Fuaga, and Fatanu, if one of those five players is within striking distance, I think we would like to see. I would like to see how he pounces.
Hey,
kind of like he did with Jalen Carter, you know, kind of like he did with Jordan Davis, even Devontae Smith, right, where they jumped ahead of the Giants.
Yeah, me too.
If one of those five guys is there, I don't know, Joe, if it's or John, if it's 15,
you're saying cornerbacks
16, something like
that. Are Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those five guys, those three offensive linemen that can kind of do double duty, or one of those two corners, and they went up and they got one. You know, I really don't care that much what they would give up. They have 2 second-round picks. But if they were able to move up and get one of those players,
yeah,
I'd be really excited, feeling like they killed two birds with one stone.
Now, that was Ross. And I think by the two birds and one stone, he's referring to short-term and long-term. You know, he's saying you can play plug and play, but also
position of need. And
that's true as well. Exactly
best
right.
Player available.
So
thing.
So notice he did not mention Nate Wiggins, the cornerback from Clemson, whom is perhaps the player they would be most likely to draft if they stay at 22. Okay, the most likely to draft if they stay at 22 could be the Clemson corner Nate Wiggins, who's very talented as a cover guy, but Daniel Jeremiah pointed out a couple weeks ago. That's right.
He's got a guy who doesn't want to tackle people.
Yep. Daniel Jeremiah pointed out a few weeks ago a major deficiency that John just alluded to. Here's Jeremiah on the problem with Wiggins.
You know, my theory on it is you know, when McVay kind of took over this league and Shanahan took over this league and then their tree expanded massively, reduced splits, bringing corners into run fits more so than they've ever been before. And you can't hide those guys anymore, man. And they're just going to leave him unblocked. You're going to make him the force player. And it's a nightmare. So to me, I've pushed those guys down a little bit, those pure cover corners that I didn't trust to be able to get guys on the ground. And I'm not talking about being a trained killer in there and knocking the guy's mouthpiece out. I'm just get him on the ground. I don't care how you do it, but just find a way to get him on the ground. So that was my hang up with him as a player.
John, if we reconvene tomorrow morning, which we will, God willing, and we start the show at 6 a.m. saying the Eagles have selected Nate Wiggins with the 22nd pick, a very viable possibility, what do you sense your reaction will
be? Yeah, I'll be a little disappointed. There are other players that I would prefer.
Yep.
But, you know,
but you get to keep that second-round pick. You know?
Yes. I'm okay with it. He's very talented, and they certainly have done their due diligence. They've dug in.
Yeah.
They must like a lot more about him than just the way that he plays. Like I have been talking about with Terrion Arnold.
Right.
I like his attitude as much as I like the X's and O's on film. That's a big part of this.
I will say
they've
this, though.
They've met these players. Not, they know them a lot better than we do.
They do, but we have met Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We are Philadelphia. We're Philadelphians. I know this about us, and I mean millions of us. We do not like a cornerback who doesn't want to tackle. We
you
don't.
You think?
We don't.
It's a problem.
It drives me freaking nuts. It's like, dude, you're being paid millions of dollars. I know it's not your, you know, specialty, but freaking stick your nose in there. All right, let's go.
Wiggins would have a hard time.
I mean – In this town, seriously, it might be easier in freaking San Diego, which is now L.A., which is San Diego, which is a different
team. By the way, the L.A. Rams just released their house that they're drafting from.
Yep.
It's a $16 million mansion overlooking the Pacific with a bar and a massive pool. So you're going to see that all night.
That's irritating.
It's very irritating.
I don't like that.
Whoa, hold up. Why is that irritating? Like, who cares?
Because we don't have it.
Reminds me of two things. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, well,
his draft.
And Jerry on the yacht.
And
is
Jerry,
that the
and Jerry on the yacht. Enough. Right, enough. Gary in South Philadelphia.
I said, just get back in your car, man.
Not Gary in South Philadelphia. Let's get to Ron in Pottstown. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, team. I don't want the Eagles to move up. I don't want to lose that second pick in the second round because we need bodies. The guy that I would go with, and he's going to be there, is Kool-Aid McGinstry.
He will probably be there. That's right.
Yeah, and he's as good as any corner around. I was worried about his speed during the year, but he ran a 4.440.
Yeah.
And he's a great tackler.
That's with an injury.
Yeah, with an injury, right. He's a great tackler. He's been proven. I don't think you can go wrong with him. And in the second round, they need bodies. And the guy that I love, as I said to you before, is that Devontre Sweat, the baby brother of Josh. You got to watch him on tape. You just got to watch him. We were ran on continually last year. You're not going to run on that kid. You're just not going to run on him. He can do the job. And again, you can get another tackle in the second round, so you can fill two needs there. In the second round.
Well, they got a lot of options with all that there, Ron. All right, Ron, give me an answer. A meeting you wish you were at.
The meeting with Truman and his generals, and they decided to drop the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give it to you. It was sort of almost referenced earlier, but not exactly. We referenced earlier the meeting when Truman found out he had the bomb. But you're saying when Truman makes a decision to, you know, let's unleash the bomb. All right. Technically a different answer. Let's get to yeah, go ahead.
His point is an interesting one, though. Tavondre Sweat, Josh Sweat, brother from Texas, went to Texas, a D tackle that you know, we need D tackles just like we need every other position. This would be later in the draft. We know that Howie likes the interconnectedness.
So he's thicker. Teams. He's thicker than Josh Sweat, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's 6'4" and a half.
He better be
366.
How was that guy, Josh Sweat's brother?
Don't know.
What's going on there?
He's just a little huskier than
I would say so.
One thing about Kool-Aid that we haven't talked about, he started as a true freshman at Alabama. Nice. I mean, that I like that. You know, if they take Kool-Aid McKinstry, like, that's the kind of thing I want to hear.
That tickle you, Joe?
That doesn't tickle you, Joe, that the guy started as a freshman, a true freshman in Alabama?
Yeah, like, I wish he was a top 10 pick then.
Jones fracture. He was the top-ranked cornerback prior to the injury, all that. Yes. So I'm just saying.
It is a good sign. All right, let's go to Rashid Westchester. Rashid, good morning, buddy.
Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, I start to like you, Joe.
You start to like me, or you stop to like me?
He said.
No, I start to like you because I'm a guy.
Well, thank you, sir.
I know. Yeah, I know. So you're doing good. You know, you just need some improvement in other stuff. But
what other stuff?
Like this? Good. Yeah.
What stuff do I need?
Improvement in.
I mean, like
the Heine stuff.
No, the hammer.
The
Heine,
the bidet, and all that.
No, the bragging, you know, I'm number one, I'm the hammer, blah, blah, blah. You know,
who's my man? But... Me!
I know. listen, the Sixers are going to win, so they'll be fine, okay? And for the Eagles, I agree with, I hate to say that, but I agree with Mad Mike. You know, I don't trust Howie, I don't trust Jalen anyway. So let's see. And for the Jalen game, I trust Howie
more than you do. You don't trust Jalen now?
No. Jalen is not the guy. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm telling you. I mean, we're going to be talking, hopefully, whatever, you know, like next year, the following year. But Jalen is not going to give us the championship. Anyway, so, James, that Cowboys, the Dome, what did they win?
Look, I wouldn't get a Dome. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just presenting a point about the Domes. But I would not get a Dome, all right?
Well
I'm not
played,
in on the
sir.
Dome.
All right, Rashid, give me an answer. A meeting
okay,
you wish you're at.
I think I have the winner. I want to be inside the room with Howie, Lurie, and Doug Peterson. What happened?
That's a good one, but I think the better one is Chip Kelly getting fired. I got to tell you, that's the room I would have loved when Lurie just smacked down Chip and said, get out of my building.
I would have liked to be in the room with this team this year in the locker room.
Oh, my God. You're
How about
right.
that?
Yeah, that might not be one moment, one meeting, but I get your point. By the way, let's go from one Rashid, that last caller Rashid, to another Rashid. Rashid Wallace weighing in this week about, I mean, Tobias Harris is just driving us bananas. He's driving us nuts. They need more from him. And Rashid, of course, is a Philadelphian, and he's literally wearing a Phillies hat when he says this. Here's Rashid very fired up on what the Sixers are getting and, frankly, not getting from Tobias Harris.
I can blame Tobias with his though. Yeah, and if you listening here, we mad with you too, dog. You got to step that the up. Yo, you getting all that bread. Yo, we need more than 5 for 12 for 10 points.
Hey, he had 10 points on 4 for 11 shooting.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, same. 4 for 11, 5 for 12.
For
same,
posterity,
same. But
he was 4 for 11.
Look, listen, but we need more than that from him. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is, here's the whole key how you step up, right? It's not a matter of, okay, I had a bad shooting game tonight, so now I got to go out here game two and prove that I can shoot, and now you might shoot horrendous again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to make that difference within the game.
You know, I got to tell you, Tobias, at least as of now, is going out with a whimper in Philly sports. I mean, he's got anywhere between 2 games and 20 games to turn around his legacy. But the way it's going right now, it's drifting.
Turn around his legacy.
It's drifting in a bad way. It really is. All right, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. Ted, time's yours.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before summer without any shots. Visit njdiet.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Times, you are sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Times, George.
Phillies day game, 76ers playoff game, NFL draft tonight. I'm calling off of work tomorrow. Let's get pickled.
Well, that's one way to go about it. Reminder to everyone listening, Phillies today at 1 o'clock here on WIP, and when it is over, draft coverage starts, and obviously we'll mix in some Sixers coverage as well. Big night in Philly sports. We'll have it covered wall-to-wall for many hours to come.
Hey, Embiid's guaranteeing the Sixers win, but he hasn't jumped very much at all in the first two games of the series. In game three, is he going to all of a sudden start jumping and trying to get rebounds? There's no way. I think the Knicks are going to sweep the Sixers. Time's yours.
Well, we'll see.
I don't
think they're going to sweep him either.
I think the Sixers are going to show up tonight.
But his point, but I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my,
wow.
Wow. That was the all-time.
What was that?
That hurt my throat. That hurt the throat.
What
all right, hold
happened,
on. Hold
man?
On. Let me clear my throat. All right. Yeah. So, that was outrageous.
When Jeez. Can we hear that again?
Seltzer's trying to play the sounder. Let me clear my throat. So we'll see if you will, Ken.
Let me clear my throat.
Is that a drop of the year finalist?
Without a doubt.
I need to hear it again.
Right,
again.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through Times Yours so James can do it all quickly. Go ahead, James.
Sixers, I need you to come out motivated with fire in your eyes tonight, and I need you to show the Knicks why they are the real seventh seed. And you are the real second seed by kicking their candy asses. Let's go, Sixers!
You're ready. I like it.
I hate New York. I hate New York. I hate New York. Go Sixers, four straight.
I hope so, my man. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get a call in here while James is scurrying trying to get that audio. And James, turn that music off. Let's get to Tim in Philadelphia. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing? All right, I was wondering, what do you think of the Eagles picking up a linebacker?
Not tonight.
No?
I mean,
yeah,
no.
Tonight. The first round is probably not going to happen. I would probably bet against
it. I mean, technically, Tim, it could be an edge rush linebacker. So just the Hassan Reddick type is not impossible. But if you're talking, you know.
The inside off the ball type linebacker, maybe day two or three.
Right, exactly.
But that would be the earliest.
All right, Tim, we got to start turning too quickly here, my man. Give me a meeting you wish you were at.
All right, when they were bargaining with Judas Iscariot about the 30, how much they were going to give him.
You got it, Tim. Again, back to the Bible on that one. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. Tom, give me a meeting you wish you were at.
The O.J. jury deliberation.
Wow, that's interesting, too.
Oh, man.
That's really interesting. I like that one. Let's go to Bam. Bam, give me a meeting.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, buddy. I need a meeting.
All right, a meeting with Meek Mills and Robert Kraft on getting out of jail.
That's another one for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. Now, before we do that, voice crack. Seltzer, you have it?
I do.
Is it as bad as I think it is?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
All right,
I just cut it very quickly.
Let's find out. But his point, I'll say this, his point is a good one. Like, can oh my.
What? Oh my God.
Can That's really bad. Seltzer, one more time. Can oh my.
Jeff, what the heck was
it stopped
that?
Working. The voice stopped. The voice broke.
Oh, my voice broke.
The voice broke.
It did.
You know why your voice breaks?
Wow.
When you scream the hammer.
I know. Well, but this normally it's you
know, the hammer.
That's on reply. All right. So let's come up with a winning answer here. The OJ jury is a very worthy thing to consider. I think we generally move off the Bible reference. We have some good Bible references.
Last Supper was really good.
It is, but, you know, it's
we don't go Bible.
Yeah, we don't generally go Bible. Not everyone.
I like the OJ answer. That might have been the best one.
I thought the OJ one was good.
OJ is good.
Truman's great.
Situation room with Bin Laden, whether to, you know, not with Bin Laden, but whether to go get Bin Laden, knowing that it was a risk. I thought the Beatles breakup was very interesting. Might have happened on the phone. Candidly, I'm not sure exactly how it went down. Kraft and Belichick, I thought, was a great answer. You know, their breakup. What are we going with here?
I like the OJ.
I do, too. No. I think it's OJ.
I like that answer, too. I think it's great. John, let's go with it.
I feel strongly about Last Supper. I know where
you're up.
OJ is good.
Yeah, Tom with the winning answer on that. All right, speaking of answers, we'll get our answer from the 76ers tonight of whether they win game three and can close out a game, whether Joel can look different in the process. And again, he's played great for a lot of chunks, but hasn't been able to close strong. Let's just remember, as we wrap up today's show, what Joel said earlier this week. I mean, he put it out there. This is what he said after they lost game two.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys head home and try to turn this thing around?
So, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But with a better team.
All right, Joel, you said it. Go do it. We'll
be better, man.
The better team.
We'll
man.
Be watching Joel. That's right. We'll be watching Howie Roseman. Enjoy it all. Plus the Phillies this afternoon. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they're up next on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.